Welcome to Muscle Mindset. This is going to be a great podcast, and we're going to talk about what to do when you're overwhelmed. And I'm going to help you get through it, give you some good tips and some good knowledge on how you can just kind of like stop, slow down, figure it out. I get overwhelmed a lot because I take on a lot, but I'm at this point in my life where I've kind of figured out what I'm willing to invest time in and nurture, and you kind of have to like minimize it a little bit. So I'm going to talk to you, yes, you that's listening, on when you're getting overwhelmed, what are some things to help you alleviate that and to get kind of back on track and to feel good about it. I'll tell you some of the things that stress me out or overwhelm me are meeting specific content type deadlines. Because I'll be honest, I don't like to produce any type of content if I'm just not feeling it. What I mean by that is when I'm not feeling the message, the energy, I want you to feel my energy. Like you feel it, right? Feel it. But when I'm not feeling it, I don't want to put it out there. And I know that sounds silly. That sounds like the opposite of discipline, if you will. But it's just when I'm making content that has purpose behind it, I want it to be emotionally charged with good energy. It's just, you know, and sometimes it's hard to think of like, okay, what do I put out today? And you just like, I have this deadline and this, and sometimes you're just not feeling like it. But sometimes we have to show up and do the things even if we don't feel like it. And when I feel like that, sometimes it's just a reminder to me that I need to like get outside. I need to go work out. I need to go for a walk. I need to go meditate. I need to step away, because that's when it usually comes, the idea comes, right? The energy comes, the clarity comes. So just remember that if you're feeling like you're in a little, you know, spot where it's like, ugh, what do I do? What do I do? Sometimes it's simple. It's just not doing anything. And then when you stop doing things and you just don't do anything, then the stuff starts to kind of flow, because we're always doing, we're always thinking, we're always going, we're always, you know, doing the stuff. So I think that's just a reminder. It's a reminder for me and a reminder for you. So in this episode, I want to talk about feeling overwhelmed and what to do about it, how to get back on track, because it's just crazy. And maybe I don't think it's just me. It can't be just me. The world we live in, there's always something to be doing. There's always this and that. And there's just a lot of stuff going on. You know, there's work to be done. There's bills to pay. There's social things to keep up with. There's just like go, go, go. And just talking about it exhausts me. But I just want to help you. I want to help you minimize the overwhelm. I'm going to give you some techniques on how to do just that. Before we kick this off, I want you to hit that follow button, baby. Hit it. Hit the follow button for me. Muscle Mindset's growing. It is. And I'm excited about this. Some really good episodes planned. I have some really good interviews planned. I have some really good stuff that's I'm going to be repping that I truly believe in, that is sponsored, but amazing. And I'm here to help you. And I want you to help me. Help me grow this, baby. Help me grow this. This is going to be a big movement. And I can't wait to help others. So thank you for following. Thank you for sharing it. Thank you for sending it to a friend, leaving a review. Whatever you can do to help me, I would love that. And I am grateful. I'm so grateful for it. So today we're going to talk about overwhelmed and how to stop it. How to reset. And we're going to go from there. So thank you for tuning in to Muscle Mindset. Let's kick this show off, baby. Welcome to Muscle Mindset, a podcast designed to help you grow and be your best self. If you want to level up personally, professionally, or grow your business, this is the space for you. My only ask is that you give this podcast a follow and share it with someone who needs it. Thank you so much. And now let's flex, baby. Welcome back. So when you're feeling overwhelmed, there's a lot of things I'm sure that's happening. You're probably doing too much. It's making you feel a certain way, you know, and you're just not into it. or you're feeling burnt out. We've all experienced that overwhelm and burnout, and it's just getting worse and worse. I think it's with just the demands of everything, of life, you know? The first tip I'm going to give you is when you're feeling overwhelmed, this always helps me, and it just works. You just have to stop. You just have to stop, and you have to step away. Stop and step away. That is number one. So think about what's burning you out and what's overwhelming you. I'll be honest. For me, it's when too many people need too many things from me, or want too many things from me, or there's too much going on. Right? That's overwhelm. But I have this desire in me to help others. That's why I have this podcast. That's why I have my businesses. I love to help others, but I'm also one human, and I can't sacrifice myself at the expense of others, right? All the time. I have to show up. Sometimes I have to, that's why I do this, because a lot of people can listen to a podcast, right? A lot of people can follow a social media. I can put a message out there and a lot of people can see it. I can't, you know, text everyone. I can't DM everyone. I can't have a phone call with everyone. I can't do those things. I'm one human. Doesn't mean I don't want to help them. Of course I do. But that's just my example. So when you're overwhelmed, I would first stop and step away. When you step away, it's so healthy. It's so good to leave the phone behind. It's so good to get outside, get some sunshine, go for a walk, get a book out and read it. Get a journal out and write in it. Do things. Step away and do things in the present moment and stop focus. Like, stop being behind a screen. Stop being behind a computer. Stop doing things that drain you. You just have to stop and be still. And it's empowering. That is the first thing for being overwhelmed. And reflect. That's number two, is reflect. Reflect on what's causing this. You have to be very intuitive. You have to be very aware. And once you start to tap into that awareness, you start to tap into that intuition. You start to evaluate maybe boundaries you're setting with yourself and with others, right? You start to evaluate this need to people please. You evaluate this need to not say no. Because it's like, that's when you're in this spot. So if you take that time and reflect, why am I getting to this? What is happening? Let me give you an example. When I was working in the corporate space, I worked a lot. Like, for a while I was working and not taking time off, and I would love it, but then I'd also get burnt out and then I would need some time off. So after a while I'm like, okay, every 3 months I need a trip. Like, it's like, I'm making good money. I don't have kids. I'd love to travel. I'm like, every quarter I'm taking a trip. So that was my proactive way of like, okay, you need to prevent yourself from being overwhelmed, from being burnt out, because we don't want to get to the spot in our lives where it's like, oh, all of a sudden you're old and all you did was be burnt out for the rest of your whole life, right? So I hit it from the head of like, I need to be proactive with this and I need to take a trip to prevent me from burning out. So number one was stop and step away. Number two is reflect. The third one's really helpful. Sometimes when we're overwhelmed, when we're burnt out, we maybe aren't connecting with those that light us up and bring us joy and maybe can talk us through it or just listen. So number three is contact someone that makes you happy. Not a Debbie Downer, but someone that brings you joy, makes you happy. Maybe they're a good mentor or a good friend. Call them and just have a conversation. Connect. We are wired for connection. So connect with those that can really help you. And maybe you explain your situation, they talk you through it, or they just let you know it's going to be okay, or they just sit quietly and listen. You know, don't contact someone that's going to, you know, egg it on or fuel it and make it worse. You want someone that's going to make it better and alleviate how you're feeling. So number three is contact that person that can help you. Reach out to them and have a conversation. It can really, really go a long way. Number four, this one's really important. This one, it kind of goes in with number two on reflection, but I'm going to go a little deeper. So number four is to just, it always makes me look inward and always makes me look into my own purpose. We are purpose-driven humans. So sometimes you need to be like, man, maybe I'm doing too many things that don't align with my purpose, right? Maybe I accepted this this project, or I'm helping this person, or I'm doing this and it's not aligning with my purpose, and it's just taking my time and my energy. And you have to really look inward on what your purpose is. And is this stuff you're doing that's just constantly overwhelming you, is it taking your energy? We're limited creatures, right? We can't do everything all the time. So you need to look at what you're doing and how you're spending your time and free up some time from the things that are taking it. For example, I have a new rule for myself is I have to have a few hours every day of uninterrupted deep work, uninterrupted work that I could just sit there and have no distractions. So I'll literally turn my phone off, flip it upside down, or go put it in my closet and like throw it somewhere, because it's like I can't have a distraction. And that's just a boundary I have with myself, because I love myself and I love the work I'm doing, but I need to focus sometimes and I can't be that readily available all the time or be distracted all the time. So really think about that piece and that component as well. The fifth one is just a tip, and it's something sometimes you just have to understand that sometimes we just have to be real and face reality. And number five is just understand, this has helped me, there is always, always something to do. There is always something that needs to be done. There is always something that you can add to the to-do list. And there is something you can always check off that to-do list and then add another one. So just know that no matter how accomplished you're feeling or things you're getting done, there's always going to be shit to do. And that really helps me, right? I'm growing some businesses and I'm working hard, but I'm also like, man, there's always things I could be doing. There's always things on this list. They're never going to not be there. It's never going to be like, oh, I'm done with my to-do list. Let's go. There's always stuff I can do. So you just have to understand that's part of it. There's always errands you can run and things you can do. And if you're a type A or overachiever or achiever at all, you get this sense of accomplishment by marking things off of your to-do list. But that to-do list is never ending, right? It's never ending. It's always there. And just accept that. Just accept that. So I think this is a good start. I don't want to overwhelm you with too many points, but if you're feeling overwhelmed, I want you to know that you're not alone. You're not alone. Everyone feels overwhelmed from time to time. Like I said, the way society is set up right now, it's wild. It's like, wake up and there's like all the emails we get and the texts and then this to do and then that to do. And it's a lot, but it doesn't have to be. You don't have to do it all. So just know you can be happy, you can be successful, you can hit your goals, you can have everything, but you don't have to do everything. You can have everything, but you don't have to do everything. Remember that. I'm here for you, and I hope you found a lot of value in this muscle mindset podcast. I want to help you build a muscle mindset, a muscle body, muscle, self-mastery, all these things. And empower yourself. When we tap into our potential, that potential is magic. That potential is magic. That magic leads to freedom. That magic leads to happiness. That magic leads to peace. All by tapping into the potential. And there's a lot of levels to tap into your potential. There's a lot, you know? You have your mind, you have your body, you have your belief systems, you have your self-discipline, you have the work you need to do. The work. What is the work? Let's get into that in an episode. There's a lot of things, but just take it one piece at a time. My first podcast, one thing, one little thing can unlock that next step, that next chapter in your life. So just one step. Don't think of all the steps. Think of the one step. I can list out my journey, and it's just, it all starts with one little step. And then that step leads to two steps, and then five steps, and then 10 steps. then 100 steps, then a new journey, then 1,000 steps, then years, you know? It's just how it works. So don't overwhelm yourself. Remember, you got this. I'm here to support you. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for sharing this. Thank you so much for following. And you guys, I'm here to support you. Let's go. Decrease the overwhelm. If you're just feeling overwhelmed, stop everything. Turn off everything. Take a nap. Get outside. Drink some water. Eat healthy food. Talk to someone you love. Watch a show. Order Uber Eats. Go to the gym. That's what I would do. That's what I would do. So thanks for tuning in, and have a beautiful day or night whenever you're listening to this.